The signal this week. Two races, two continents, one lesson. At Augusta National, Justin Rose relied on an evolved pre-shot routine to drive the vision before each shot. In the Chianti Hills, Courtney Dowalter erased a 2-minute deficit across the final 15 kilometers of a 120K ultra she had entered at the last minute. These are not stories about talent or will. They are stories about protocol, specific and repeatable mental procedures that held up when the conditions changed. Across the influencers we track in sports psychology, golf, and endurance, the past week surfaced a clear pattern. The athletes and practitioners producing visible gains are the ones who have stopped treating mental performance as a mood and started treating it as a trainable system. Here is what we saw, and what competitors should take away. Pre-shot routines are re-emerging as the separator. Golf Digest's Masters 2026 feature on Justin Rose did not break new ground on technique. It re-anchored the fundamental. I need to see it. I need to drive the vision of what we want to do, Rose said of his pre-shot process. What makes the quote useful is what it leaves out. No invocation of calm. No reference to emotion. The protocol is cognitive. It runs on command. The outcome is downstream. Dr. Giovaliante's decision to take the Fearless Golf Academy virtual for the first time this month tells the same story from the coaching side. The one-day mindset reset is a defined sequence, reproducible enough to deliver remotely. When a protocol is written down, repeatable, and measurable, it can be scaled. That is the durable move in this space. The practical read for competitors. If your pre-shot routine changes under pressure, it was never a routine. It was a ritual. Train the sequence under load until it runs the same on the Wednesday practice round as it does on the 7-second hole. Daily decisions compound faster than training blocks. Dr. Sindra Kampoff's two most recent high-performance mindset episodes converge on a through line. Lauren Johnson, Ipinda 743, lays out how elite performers win through the architecture of their daily decisions, not through heroic effort on game day. Zach Brandon, former head of mental performance for the Arizona Diamondbacks, reinforces the same principle from the professional baseball side, Yuff 742. The athletes who sustain output are the ones who operationalize mindset as a daily practice rather than a pre-game ritual. This is the most evidence-based framing of mental training we track. Performance capacity is not a tap you turn on in a championship week. It is the cumulative output of hundreds of small decisions. Sleep onset, caffeine timing, attention management, pre-session intention, post-session debrief. The protocols that win are the boring ones that happen every day. The operational takeaway for any competitor is that mental training belongs in the same calendar slot as physical training, not the same hour, the same discipline. 3 minutes, every day, beats 40 minutes, once a week. The comeback protocol. Dowalter's Chianti win is a textbook example of a mental performance protocol holding up through disruption. Her planned race in Tenerife was canceled by extreme weather. She entered a different 120K at a different venue with different terrain, on short notice. She trailed for most of the race. She won in 11:31:55 by moving to the front in the final 15 kilometers. Read the sequence. Plan fails. Alternative is selected. Deficit emerges. Decision is made to execute a known closing protocol rather than chase emotion. This is the same structure Dr. Rob Bell profiled in his piece on NFL fullback Jed Collins, cut 13 times across his career, and still the author of a decade of professional output. Resilience in elite sport is not a feeling of strength. It is the ability to keep executing a defined protocol when the outcome is uncertain. Dr. Sindra Kampoff's 3-OPS strategy from an early April episode gives this a working framework. When a setback hits, trained athletes do not hunt for motivation. They scan for 3 operational moves they can make right now. The discipline is in reducing the search space, not expanding it. The adversity advantage. David McKenzie's recent post on golf state of mind, Why the Hard Days Build Mental Toughness in Golf, continues to circulate because it reframes a truth most competitors resist. Bad rounds, failed sessions, and disrupted plans are not interruptions to mental training. They are the mental training. The protocol gets reinforced or exposed by the conditions that force it to work. This is where the highest leverage ideas in the field converge. Adversity is the stimulus. Protocol is the intervention. Repeatable performance is the outcome. The athletes drawing signal this week, Rose, Dawalter, Collins, are all running the same basic loop in different sports. What to train this week? 3 moves to train from this week's signals. First, audit your pre-performance routine under pressure. If the sequence changes when stakes rise, rebuild it as a written protocol and rep it under load. Second, pick 1 daily decision upstream of performance, sleep cue, attention check, pre-session intention, and run it consistently for 14 days, then measure what happens to session quality. Third, build a comeback protocol before you need it, a pre-specified 3-step sequence you execute when a race, round, or match turns against you. The athletes winning this cycle are not improvising. They are executing. Mental performance is trained. The evidence keeps landing in the same place.